The aristocracy of Finney County had snubbed the trial. "It doesn't do," announced the wife of one rich rancher, "to seem curious about that sort of thing." Nevertheless, the trial's last session found a fair segment of the local establishment seated alongside the plainer citizenry. Their presence was a courteous gesture toward Judge Tate and Logan Green, esteemed members of their own order. Also, a large contingent of out-of-town lawyers, many of whom had journeyed great distances, filled several benches. Specifically, they were on hand to hear Green's final address to the jury. Green, a suavely tough little septuagenarian, has an imposing reputation among his peers, who admire his stagecraft, a repertoire of actorish gifts that includes a sense of timing acute as a nightclub comedian's. An expert criminal lawyer, his usual role is that of defender, but in this instance the state had retained him as a special assistant to Duane West, for it was felt that the young county attorney was too unseasoned to prosecute the case without experienced support. But like most star turns, Green was the last act on the program. Judge Tate's level-headed instructions to the jury preceded him, as did the county attorney's summation. "Can there be a single doubt in your minds regarding the guilt of these defendants?" "No." "Regardless of who pulled the trigger on Richard Eugene Hickok's shotgun, both men are equally guilty. There is only one way to assure that these men will never again roam the towns and cities of this land. We request the maximum penalty. Death. This request is not made in vengeance, but in all humbleness." Then the pleas of the defense attorneys had to be heard. Fleming's speech, described by one journalist as soft sell, amounted to a mild, churchly sermon. "Man is not an animal. He has a body, and he has a soul that lives forever. I don't believe man has the right to destroy that house, a temple in which the soul dwells." Harrison Smith, though he too appealed to the jurors' presumed Christianity, took as his main theme the evils of capital punishment. "It is a relic of human barbarism. The law tells us that the taking of human life is wrong, then goes ahead and sets the example, which is almost as wicked as the crime it punished. The state has no right to inflict it. It isn't effective. It doesn't deter crime, but merely cheapens human life and gives rise to more murders. All we ask is mercy. Surely life imprisonment is small mercy to ask." Not everyone was attentive. One juror, as though poisoned by the numerous spring fever yawns waiting the air, sat with drugged eyes and jaws so utterly ajar, bees could have buzzed in and out. Green woke them up.